This is a poem called What If? And I wrote it in response to these words of Jesus recorded in Matthew's Gospel, in Matthew 12, where he says, But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned. What if? What if every word we say never ends or fades away, gathers volume, gathers way, drums and dins us with dismay, surges on some dreadful day when we cannot get away, whelms us till we drown? What if not a word is lost? What if every word we cast, cruel, cunning, cold, accursed, every word we cut and paste echoes to us from the past, fares and finds us first and last, haunts and hunts us down? What if every murmuration, every otioseration, every oath and imprecation, insidious insinuation, every blogger's aberration, every Facebook fabrication, every Twittered titivation, unexamined asseveration, idiotic iteration, every facile explanation drags us to the ground? What if each polite evasion, every word of defamation, insults made by implication, querulous prevarication, compromise in convocation, propaganda for the nation, false or flattering persuasion, blackmail and manipulation, simulated desperation, grows to such reverberation that it shakes our own foundation, shakes and brings us down? Better that some words be lost, better that they should not last, tongues of fire and violence. O word through whom the world is blessed, word in whom all words are graced, do not bring us to the test, give our clamant voices rest, and the rest is silence.